Welcome back to Beantunes Radio. This is DJ Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It feels so good to say that. I am actually overjoyed to be back It's been many, many, many months since I've had a solo show. I did have a show over the summer, but I don't think that show really counts anymore because we did have a bit of a situation where the name that I was using for the show also happened to be the name of a coffee shop in Philadelphia. And so, sorry to that coffee shop. I'm not using that name anymore. Also, it was just a summer spinoff. So, if you're listening to this show, unnamed coffee shop, please don't come after me. This name I've had for 4 years, and I will hold on to it because this is my last year of doing radio, and I don't have it in me to come up with anything else. As a bit of a side note, I heard from the last two DJs that there was a bit of a caller situation. We do not tolerate harassment of our DJs at the station, so please, if your intention is to harass the DJs on air, don't even think about it. We can block you, and we will, and that's not a threat. I'm just saying, just be nice to our DJs. Thanks. Anyway, super happy to be back. The song I just played was Yonder Blue by Tortoise. Embarrassingly enough, the reason that I found out about Tortoise was because Fredigan and Brian Eno sampled Tortoise in their recent collab album. That's not annoying. I don't know. But I decided to listen to that album, and it's great. The next song that I'm going to play is one that's become very important to me. I was away last semester in London, and the Sundays became one of my favorite bands to listen to, and this song, Homeward, just was about, like, I was thinking about going home, I was thinking about missing friends and family, and I think that song, because this song sort of captures that. I'm so rusty. I literally had a show this summer, and I still don't know how to talk on air anymore. I think, I don't know, Beantunes makes me stressed, but we'll try to fix that over the course of the hour. Get the rusties out over the course of the next hour. Anyway, this next song is called Homeward from the album Static and Silence by The Sundays.
I know what I want.
You just heard Stone by Chibomato off the album Stereotype A, released in 2006. I'm listing facts today, apparently. I'm usually not one to say all that stuff, but we're just trying stuff out today. Just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what lands. I really haven't done this in a while. It's really weird. Last week, I went on the radio with my good friend Lauren, and we talked for 15 minutes straight, so I thought that would have been good practice for today. But I think I'm getting in my head because the harassment caller from the previous hour did tell our previous DJs, who were wonderful, by the way, great show, that they were giggling too much. And I think, like, I identify as a giggler. So I'm like super nervous about someone calling in and being like, you suck. Which is like kind of a nightmare, because putting yourself on air is putting yourself out there. Even if like two people listen to you, I actually know for a fact that two people I know are listening right now. At least two people, if not more. And I love all of you. So thanks for tuning in. The next song that I'm going to play is like a bit of a change of pace. I've really been shuffling around this playlist for a while now, because basically what I wanted to do was represent my time away. And then also I have a bunch of songs that I've been listening to recently that I really like. So the first couple songs that we listened to were like throwback from my time away from radio. Songs that I wanted to play for you, because it's important to me to press play and to have you listen to songs that I force you to listen to. So that's why I did that. I also, you know, those things are meaningful to me, and I think that that's, you know, that's good to put on air. The next song is by DJ Sabrina the Teenage DJ. I personally really identify with this artist because I also identify as a teenager still. My name is not Sabrina, but I do identify as a DJ at times, not a talented one, but someone who is aspiring to be a DJ, embarrassingly. So this next song is Next to Me. It's one of her biggest songs. I also think it's just a great intro to her as an artist. This is really like what makes my head like, yes, this is good music. And I don't know if people really love this. I like have sent this to a few people and they haven't responded to me. So I'm kind of going to assume that like they weren't really into it but they expressed it in a polite way, which is just like not responding or even reacting to this song when I sent it to them. So now I'm going to force you to listen to it because I like it. And it's great. Anyway, it's from the album Charmed, released in 2020. Again, I don't know why I'm saying all of that. I'm really excited to be on air, and I'm just talking. No giggling, though, because that's not allowed on WMFO. Anyway, this next one is called Next to Me.
Somebody. everybody out there.
Thank you.
I'm sure you can hear the sound of the AC interrupting your dance party. I'm sorry about that. We have to keep it really cool in here because it gets really sweaty and smelly. Otherwise, anyway, that last one was S-Fire 7 by S-Fire, who I learned is Sophie and Jeffrey S-Fire. I also don't know how to pronounce that name, which is a recurring theme on Bean Tunes. So I'm happy that there's some continuity between the previous seasons, four seasons of the show, and this second penultimate season, season 5 of Bean Tunes Radio. Because my brain is kind of slow today, and it's been slow this entire week, yesterday when I was trying to fall asleep, which I've been having a lot of trouble doing these days, what I did was that I wrote down a list of things that I thought were funny or just caught my attention in the last few days. Number one, Baby Monkey Lab. I was in Harvard Square yesterday, and my friend Bronwyn was driving me to the T because I had to go home. And there was a group of students standing outside of the quad, the Harvard quad. I don't know what they call it. The yard. The yard. That's what they call it. They were holding these signs, and they said, "Stop the Baby Monkey Lab." And like, I'm sorry. That's hilarious. Okay. I had multiple questions about it. Like, why? What are they doing with the baby monkeys? Why don't we have a name for baby monkeys that's not, like, equivalent to puppy? Also, do these baby monkeys have anything to do with the baby monkeys or the regular monkeys that are working on the HelloFresh farms and providing us our coconuts for those of us who have participated in HelloFresh in the past? This is number four. I'm going to actually skip a bunch because some of these are useless. Not going to help us today. Number four, I've been in a music rut lately because I've only really been listening to pop. I was in a bit of a low place in the month of August. I got super ill. I had some interpersonal drama. And pop music is sort of the thing that gets you out of it. I actually was looking through my Gmail because I was like getting bored in the studio because I'm by myself. Sorry, my show is so interesting. Anyway, I was looking at my Gmail and I realized that I had emailed in to a podcast for advice. That's like, it hasn't gotten lower than that, I think. But anyway, pop music makes you feel good. You should listen to pop music if you're feeling any sort of low. And I've been feeling great recently, and I've only really been listening to pop music. And that means like really embracing the pop of your childhood. That means connecting with the person that you once were when you listen to Ariana Grande every day. Number six. So part of what I want to do today is welcome the new Tufts president and tell him what we're all about. So something that's really important to Tufts culture is sitting at the sink, and something that my good friend Julian likes to call seeing and being seen. That's something that's really important to us. Also, the fact that we all have weird interests in like a very specific thing, like my friend Lauren, who knows a lot about planes, that's important to us. Crucially important, actually. I think everyone has a thing that they like to talk about. On that note, I saw a video yesterday where this woman was like, women like to talk about, or sorry, girls, we'll talk about that some other time, like to talk about things, and boys, or men, actually, she said, girls and men like to talk about stuff. I would disagree. I think all Tufts students like to talk about stuff. The distinction that she was making was that women like to talk about things, like reproductive rights, and men like to talk about stuff, as in, like, what the population of Minnesota is. I would argue that every Tufts student has a vested interest in what the population of Minnesota is, and that's important to our culture. That's the end of my list. Actually, it's not the end. It's the halfway point of my list, and so that's all I plan to talk about in this immediate moment. Sorry, that was a mouthful. Next, I wanted to play a song for you by a band that I can't say on air. or I could attempt to say it. It's sort of like, it resembles a word that I'm not supposed to say on air, but it is actually not. It is spelled differently, so it's not profanity. The song is called Devil's Cut. This is a band from London, I believe. I didn't know about them when I was in London, and I missed an opportunity to see them, which I've been really bummed about this whole week because I found this song this week, and it's just, like, fantastic, and I'm really bummed that I didn't get to see them at in London. I don't know where the different thing came from. Anyway, thanks for listening to me list off a list of things, stuff, which girls can care about at Tufts, apparently. This song is called Devil's Cut, and it's by a band that I can't tell you. But if you really like this song, you can text me. You can also call in at 855-915-9636. You can also chat me on our website at DJ Chat tab, which is not a location, but I said it like it was. There is an option to chat me on our website if you are so compelled and you really want to know the name of this music group, which I cannot name. Anyway, this song is called Devil's Cut.
We're still the same, don't ever change. I want you just the way you are every day now. Say you stay, don't go away. I love you just the way you are, the way you are.
Hey guys, that was Just the Way You Are by Milky. What an awesome song. My dear friend Margot, who was visiting during FDOC, first day of school, first day of class, FDOS, that's not right. She introduced this song to me in kind of a funny way. She was like, I feel like you know this song. Or she said something like, I didn't send it to you because I thought you would know it. And she was expressing maybe it not wanting to send it to me because I potentially would already know it, which is funny. I think we tend to do that with people where we'll have a song that we really like and then we'll just assume that they already know it. And here's my sign to you. Send that song to that person who you're thinking about. Anyway, time for a PSA. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know? 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message from the public interest in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As per usual, I cannot read. But please go ahead and listen to our friends over at UMass Lowell and Wellesley. Great people over there. Great college radio. I think I've sort of built a habit over the past couple years of turning on the radio whenever I'm in the car and like trying to find college radio. And it's kind of fun to hear what the people are talking about. It's grounding, I think, to listen to college radio. I don't know if anyone feels the same, but probably if you're listening today, you do feel the same. Which is why I'm going to transition and talk more about the things that I was previously talking about. I think this is number 7 on my list of things that I found funny / interesting / of note in the past couple days. A lot of people that I saw yesterday, I was at sort of a gathering of people yesterday, and people were asking me, what's your plan? What's your plan for the next year? What are you planning? And my response to that is sort of like a canned response that's kind of boring. And it's like, well, I'm probably going to take a few years off and then I'm going to maybe go back to school, which is a lie. I haven't planned anything. And so when they're asking, do you have a plan? I don't. And what I'm telling them is that I do have a plan, which is a lie. And lying isn't good. And here at WMFO, we try our best to be ethical. Someone came up to us and told us that we were the most ethical club on campus, and I think that maybe I should stop lying to people. So I've decided that I'm going to say something really scary, which is it is also a lie, but it's kind of a funny lie, so at least I'm being funny. And so I think I'm going to tell people that I'm going to be a DJ and see what people say. And actually, on WMFO, I do plan on coming back with some actual DJing. Not actual, sorry, that sounded mean to everyone who here at WMFO who's DJing in a way by coming here with a playlist. But I do have a DJ controller, and I was hoping to come in and do some live DJing in the studio in the future, which could be great practice for when I become a DJ as my after-college plan, which is not a lie and not something that I'm just saying to be scary. Anyway, we're wrapping up the show. We're in the last quarter of the show, so if you're dying to go pee, only 15 minutes left. You don't have to miss a minute of Bean Tunes, because we only have actually 13 minutes left. And the next song is Want You by Hot 22. It's from a compilation of party music. And I'm hoping that the end of the show is just going to be dance music, fun stuff, so we can keep the party going. Anyway, yeah, this is Want You by Hot 22. Hey guys, I'm coming on just to wrap up the show. This has been so awesome. I always have a bit of a weird first show, just getting back into it. So I appreciate you all bearing with that for a whole hour of your day, which I really appreciate. It's something that's really cool that we get to do here. Sorry, that was just a funny way of putting it. But it is, it's great that we get to have our voices and our music on air, and that's a privilege, and I think that's really cool. And that I get to stay connected with friends and family through the radio. I've been getting a lot of texts from listeners about the music that I've been playing, and it's really cool to have an hour of people's attention, which is something that's important to me as an only child. Anyway, yeah, thanks so much for listening. This has been an awesome hour, and I hope that I'll be seeing you next week, same time and same place. Maybe next week I'll be DJing in the studio. Maybe it's just going to be more of a similar show to this one. We'll see. It's kind of in flux at the moment, but I'm super excited to be back. It's a brand new year at Tufts University, our favorite place ever. Anyway, this is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have one more song for you. It's by Lone, and it's called Reschooling. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Maya Miguel Challenge. Maya and her friends want you to know that whether you play sports, run, dance, or jump in place, it's fun to get up and play an hour each day. Take the Maya Miguel Challenge today at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I can see you've been hanging out with Charlie. I can tell 'cause your eyes dance in your head.